Thanks for switching on this Carrie and Tommy podcast. The Chemist Warehouse Half Price Sale is also on right now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, I'm so good. A couple of quick shout-outs to start the show. Obviously, Romani, there's one for you, but also Amber.
Oh, who's Amber?
Amber sent me a DM on Instagram because we've been chatting for the topic that just won't go away for the last couple of days, which is, of course, being cucumbers, pickles, gherkins. How are they all related? Yes. What do they all mean? Amber has said to me, ask the person in your phone what is the difference between a gherkin and a pickle. The answer is hilarious and you'll leave even more confused.
So do you mean Siri?
Yeah, I just didn't want to say that because then it starts.
Oh, sorry. I was like, why were you calling her the person in your phone? She doesn't like it when you don't use her first name. Okay. Try it.
Hey, Siri, what's the difference between a gherkin and a pickle?
Here's what I found from differencebetween.net. 1. Gherkins are a smaller kind of cucumber that have been pickled. While pickles are cucumbers that have been pickled in brine or vinegar too. Gherkins are pickles, whereas pickles are not gherkins.
Stop it.
May just be pickling cucumbers.
There we go. So
Siri's lost her mind.
Cleared up for everyone. We can move on. Simple.
Hey, on the way to work this morning, I saw something happen in the car next to me that made me wind my window down, and it brought me so much joy. And I think you will laugh at it, and we're going to discuss it.
I can't wait.
Carrie
and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I love nothing better when I'm driving to work, coffee in hand, than looking around at the people in the cars next to me.
Mm.
I feel like there's this collective feeling that we're all in it. I know it sounds cheesy, but we're all in this hell together. You know?
It doesn't sound cheesy. It sounds depressing. But I do think there's something funny when there's glass between you and another human because it feels like they're in a little enclosure.
Yes.
And we're all just driving along with our little enclosures. And the only way to communicate with our outside world is just press the button and go, honk, honk.
And it's quite an aggressive communication too.
Yep.
Yes. Anyway, I was driving along this morning and there was a guy in a big, like, Big Mac truck next to me in his cab.
Awesome.
Is that what you call it? He's in the front bit, the cab.
Sure. Driving, yeah.
Anyway, he was having such a wild time in there.
What's
we were at
he
the
doing?
Light, dancing away, hand up, singing out loud. And I was just thinking, like, just what a fun person, you know.
Awesome.
That's what you'd do if you drove trucks because you'd be in the car for so long that you'd had your favourite tunes and, you'd have them set for your big long road trips.
Yep.
Anyway, in my head, I had an idea of what I thought he was listening to.
Yeah, I can kind of picture something
because he had
now.
A long grey beard.
So, like, I'm
bit of a gorgeous belly, you know.
Just a typical looking stunning trucker.
Yeah.
I'm picturing
friendly face.
I'm picturing some kind of like cock rock kind of
that's
stuff. Bit acadaca
yes,
or
a bit
something,
of acadaca.
Or something.
A bit of like working class man.
Yeah.
A bit of have we got any trucker music? That's what I'd listen to if I was in my cab, my hand on the wheel, get it window down.
Hey, maybe that's my range, by the way.
Give us a bit of that.
Maybe.
Do I need to, is my silence enough or?
Don't know, I'll keep working on it.
Anyway, I was so excited to see him and I thought, I've got to hear what
he's jamming to,
right? So I wound down my window because he had his down and blaring out of his truck came. And I was more overjoyed than I was just to see him dance because I was like, oh, my God, we like the same music.
That's so good.
But it was just not what I was expecting.
Please tell me you got to see him do the, come on, Bobby, let's go party.
He was having such a good time.
I love
then we drove off and I thought, maybe I've had truckies wrong all this time. Here I am thinking they're listening to Creed and they're listening to Barbara.
Because you know what? It's a tune, right? You know what else is a tune that I reckon truckies would love as well? Venga Bus.
The Venga bus is coming, everybody's jumping.
The wheels are turning. Have a go. Get me in the Venga bus.
But what I thought is, I want truckies to call up 13 10 60. Give us your truckie tune. Like, I want the unexpected truckie tunes. Like, that's certainly not what you would expect. A bit of Barbie Girl.
Yep.
I reckon there's more truckies out there than we think who love a bit of Aqua.
Great. And if we've got to go to Triple M and pick up some of their phones, we'll do it.
Give us a call, 13 10 60.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're doing this.
Set your UHF to channel 40 and turn your radio up to 11, because it's time for Carrie Bickmore's Truckie Tunes. 10-4, Rubber Ducky, over.
Why do they say Rubber Ducky?
Me?
Truckies.
I don't know. I don't know. Why don't we?
We'll ask them now when they call. We've asked truckies to call on 13 10 60 with their truckie tunes because I was driving along today, saw a truckie dancing along to his favourite tune. I thought, what an awesome guy. Wound down the window and it was not what I was expecting.
So much better. I love it.
Chris, what is your unlikely truckie tune?
Oh, Party Rock Anthem.
Oh, it's a good one.
You got a bit of that there, Jess?
Turn the hat backwards, get some bounce going in the seat on a bouncy road. It does all the dancing for you.
Chris, is that a nighttime tune or a daytime drive type tune?
Oh, it's a daytime for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Do you ever keep glow sticks in the glove compartment just in case?
Not for dancing.
No.
What is your go? Like, for most of the truckies, is there a song that everybody universally loves?
Oh, I can't say that I know of one.
I guess I'm interested, is your type of music a bit eclectic on the truckie scene?
Oh, no, anything with a bit of beat and a bit of bounce to it, you can get it rolling too.
Yeah. Yeah, ask about the rubber ducky thing.
Oh, what does rubber ducky mean?
Rubber ducky, that's a call sign from the movie Convoy. That was the guy that was in charge of the convoy. It was his little, instead of like a little Mac dog on the front of the truck, he had a little rubber ducky.
And have you got your own call sign, Chris? Because when I fly, I'm the insecure emu, and Carrie over here is squatting wolf. Have you got your own call sign?
Everyone just seems to call me conspiracy.
Thanks, Chris. Good on you.
What about Tanisha? Is it Tanisha?
It is.
What are you, the truckie yourself, Tanisha?
It's my husband.
Okay, what does he love to belt out when he's driving his truck?
One of his favourites is Mamma Mia by ABBA.
Oh. How can you be married to him, Tanisha?
Well, I love ABBA too, so it's okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're both as bad as each other. So how did you feel about, what did they do recently? They reunite or they brought new music out or something?
I'm a traditionalist. I like the original stuff. So does he.
Yeah. Tanisha, my dad is into ABBA. What is it about ABBA that you love? Because I've had years to try and fathom it with my dad, and I just don't get it, because the other music he loves sucks as well. Like, he loves the Eagles. Do you like the Eagles?
I love the Eagles.
I don't mind them.
They're the worst band ever.
No, I think I just grew up listening to it, and it's easy listening music.
Who else do you like, Tanisha? Who's up there with ABBA?
Oh, I love everyone, pretty much. AC/DC, all those sort of ones.
Okay.
We've got a very mixed taste of music.
Driving along, going from AC/DC to ABBA is quite a change.
To Queen.
Well, the highway to hell you're going to is the ABBA song that's on next.
What about Ben? Hey, Ben, what's your unexpected truckie tune you love to whack on as you're driving along?
It's Good Vibrations by Marky Mark.
Good Vibrations.
Oh,
woo. Yeah. It's such a sweet. I thought you might have meant the old Beach Boys one. I'm thinking about good vibrations.
That one.
Oh, God.
That's a good tune, too.
You should really put your back into whack it on there, didn't you?
I don't know why.
After you whack on a song, do you whack it off
my,
and whack on
trucky voice on, you know?
Okay. Ben, did you think Bickers had a good trucky voice?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, go on.
He doesn't sound very, he seems quite polite and friendly.
You do. Are you the politest trucky going around, Ben?
I hope so.
Yeah, that was a very nice so answer. Good on you, Ben. Thank you, brother. Let's go to Joe. G'day, Joe.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, good. We've met the new politest truckie going around. Joe, what truck are you driving, Joe?
Well, not actually me, but I was installing an in-car phone kit into a Mack truck.
Yes.
And the guy that's come down, I've actually, was terrifying. He's bald, massive beard, tattoos yes. everywhere. While what? I was installing his in-car kit, I've pressed his CD.
Yeah.
It's Man, I Feel Like a Woman from Shania Twain.
Isn't that your alarm clock to wake up to?
It unfortunately is. And that, as Joe said, I'm terrifying, bald, with a big beard and tattoos.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because if you thought last week was close, the closest we have ever had to taking the cash off our hands.
Such a cutie too.
Oh my God.
But it means there's still a stack of cash up for grabs.
It's time to do this.
Time for mine. Vendetta for mine. V5 for mine. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
131060 is the number. You've got about, I think your time's probably up. The phones are absolutely
they clog so quickly. $4,400. That's
big,
amazing.
It's big.
We'll
be
do playing it next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Today is the 44th edition of the Time Game. And last week, 6-year-old Liam gave us the best ever performance in the Time Game. And he also gave the best answer to the question, what would you do with the money if you won?
Stop! William.
Oh, my God,
Liam.
That felt so good.
$4,300 is the amount if you win, Liam. What would you do with all that money?
I would give some to my mum and dad, and I would give some to me so I can spend it on a Lamborghini.
Yeah. You are.
That's a great deal.
Good job, Liam. Today, the jackpot is up to
$4,400. Here.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
What did we get to with Liam? How close was he to the knocker?
4.99. And the knocker, as we know,
is five. Michael, no pressure at all.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Yeah, mate, very good.
We're just excited to give away some cash. How are you feeling about it?
Feeling a little bit confident, but let's see how we go.
No, that's good. Are you one with time?
I am. I'm very good with time.
That's good. We're going to hand it over to Jesse. He says start. You say stop. If it's 5 seconds, cash is yours. Michael, are you ready?
Let's go.
Start.
Mm.
It felt pretty good. Yeah, it did feel pretty good.
Jesse
doesn't seem overly excited, does he?
We gave him one of those little nut chew bars just before the show, Michael, and he's had bits stuck in his teeth and he's been picking them out all show, so it's hard to tell what is genuine nerves and what is I've got nuts in my teeth. Jesse, how did
Michael... Annoying when you've got nuts in your mouth, isn't it?
Isn't it?
5.63.
Sorry, Michael.
Are you actually chewing gum, Jez?
Yeah, is that a problem?
It's a strange thing to do on air.
He's trying to get the nuts out of his mouth.
Just to chew some extra
you know
while
you
we're in the
time game.
You
just put other things in your mouth to get other bits out of your
yeah,
mouth?
Sure.
G'day, Fiona.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Pretty good.
Good. Jessie, quick shout out to Romani, sorry.
Good on your feet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Fee, I can't even remember if I've asked this question before or in this game, but how many letters do you have in your name?
Oh, I reckon it might be 5.
Oh, my God. It's a good sign, Fee. It's a very good sign.
It is.
Are you ready?
I'm always late to everything, though, so
oh,
that's all right.
Not in my case. We'll just, give it a go.
Just go a bit before then. You think you should.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah? You'll be fine. Yeah. You'll be fine. We're gonna hand it over to Jesse. Good luck.
It's that easy.
Start.
Stop.
Oh.
I think you might have gone a bit early, Fiona.
To be honest, Fee, if my account was on the money, you would have gone 0.36 before.
I reckon a whole point.
That'll be
you reckon
right.
That's one?
I reckon that's the first time in your life, Fiona, you've rocked up early to something. Okay. Jesse.
4.35.
Oh. Thanks, Fiona. Imogen, how are you with time?
Not that great, but I'll give it a go.
I love how all these people that are not that great at time are calling for the time game.
I know, they called up pretty well, though. It means they got in. They timed that pretty well.
That's true.
Yeah, Imogen, maybe you're better than you think.
Maybe, we'll see, I guess.
Imogen, what do you do for a job?
I work in childcare.
Okay.
Oh, so. Good on you, Imogen. You deserve this $4,400. Let's give it to her, Jess. Thanks. Come on. Ready? I'm going to hand you over to Jess. Ready to go.
All right.
Start.
Stop.
That's a little on the long side. Imogen, how many letters you got in your name? Numbers.
Six.
Yeah, I reckon you've played true to your numbers there. Letters. Damn it.
Are you teaching your kids about time at the moment, Imogen?
No, not really.
No, thankfully, because I think you're not as one with time as you need to be. What was that, Jess?
6.12.
Oh, Imogen. Great work, though. Thanks so much for calling. What about Raven? Raven, you've got a fun name.
Yeah.
Raven, have you ever got into WWF wrestling?
I haven't, but I love it.
Yeah, you got a great wrestler's name. I was the Tomahawk when I was a wrestler.
You were the Tomahawk, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Good chat, Raven. I'm going to hand it over to Jesse now. Good luck. I hope you win the cash.
Start.
Stop.
Oh. Oh, Raven, that felt pretty good,
and it
good,
felt
man.
Immediate, like didn't he it? Was like, no time to waste.
Yeah, onto it, yeah, like no a time to wait. Hawk, or also Raven. A raven.
We'll just how'd I go?
Yeah. Okay, we'll cave in and tell you, Raven. Nah, I'm not your slave. Sorry. Jesse, how did Raven go?
5.86.
Oh! Quick, one more. Let's go to Toby. G'day, Toby.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Don't suppose you spell your name T-O-B-E-E, do you?
I do today.
Yeah, good on you, Tobes. Hey, we hope you win, mate. It's $4,400 on the line. Best of luck. I'm handing it over to Jesse now.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, it was such a
stop. Yeah, stop. Stop. It's stop. Almost a New Zealand stop.
Oh, stop. Oh, stop. Boo. Tobes, how'd it feel?
Oh, I don't know. I've
got to
go close, surely.
Yeah, Jesse. Oh, sorry. Hang on. He's just picking the gum out now, and that's come out of one side, and now it's stuck in his whiskers. His gum is stuck in his whiskers.
Sorry, we'll just chop a minute, guys.
Hang on, we'll just chop a clump out of those. Hang on, just come over here. Okay, there you go.
Oh, you're cutting too short now.
An old radio play. Do you also want me to open the door?
Hang on. What did you do with the door?
I'm coming in to join the time game, guys.
Okay. Why don't you have a sip of your drink? Oh, no. Okay. Let's go. That's good. Okay. Geez, Toby, you deserve the money for listening to this.
Yeah, sure.
6.4.
Ah! Jackpot's next week. See you then.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Hello, la, 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 long. Hello, la, 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 long. Till they tell us we're wrong.
This is easily our most controversial segment on the show. If you are listening now, you are in on the game and we need your help because people are going to tune in soon and they're not going to have heard this bit and they won't have any idea what is going on. 131060 is our number. We're going to start talking about a topic soon. Most of the things we're going to say are going to be completely wrong. And so some people are going to ring in and complain. They're going to say, how are you guys saying those things? They're so far off the mark. That is where you come in, our dear listener, because we need you to ring in and defend our incorrect views. The game starts now.
I've had so many people DMing me asking me like they do every year, Tommy in the Masked Singer? Is Tommy in the Masked Singer?
Have they heard me sing?
I know, I did think that.
Yes.
I was talking to host James Matheson about it, I think it was last season or the season before, yes, because everyone thought it was you. And he also said, Tommy's the worst singer I've ever heard, so no.
Off having Lindsay, so I'm not a big fan of the idea of being on a reality show. I love them to watch. But after Lindsay Lohan won the Masked Singer, I'm like, maybe I should get involved.
Oh, it's a great show. What? I don't think it's my What's my favourite reality?
What is your favourite reality show?
I think maybe MasterCook, because when we first started the project, that had just premiered. In fact, the first ever winner of MasterCook, Julie, came on the project the very first night we started.
That's unusual.
Julie Badwin, and she was just so lovely. I still follow her on Insta today.
Isn't that the best recipes? Isn't that so funny that her name is Badwin, but then she wins. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
What would your favourite be?
Oh, God, it's so tough. There's so many. I mean, I'm a big Australia's Got Singers.
Singers? That's been on a couple of the
Shannon
Knoll
one.
What?
Australia's Got Singers, the one that Shannon Knoll beat Guy Sebastian, right?
Idol.
The Australia's Got Idol. Australia's Got Idol, right. So, and Shannon Knoll won because then it was one of the few times that singles.
What about me?
Yeah, and his other one, it was called Ride, when he goes, I've got a motorbike. I've got a big, black, shiny motorbike. Okay, g'day, Rach. How you going?
Hey, I'm okay. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. We are talking about favourite reality shows. What have you got to add?
The one I'm experiencing right now.
Yes, talk to us.
Yeah, like the Truman Show. I'm like literally living.
Yes, yes. Okay, it's good. Let's go to Tanya quickly. G'day, Tanya.
How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
All right, all right.
What's happening?
I don't know. Like, it's bothering me that people don't know the names of people that host shows.
Who?
Oh, well, the Masked Singer, like, I don't know. I'm pretty
James
sure
James
Matheson.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Osher.
Osher's The Bachelor.
Are you sure?
Let's go down to Jeff. Because, Tanya, we could be wrong, and maybe we've got it wrong. Jeff, is James Matheson the host of The Masked Singer?
No, mate. Don't believe so.
Who's the host of The Masked Singer?
I have no idea, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for calling in.
What about Amber? Amber, what are you calling in about?
The Master Cook. Julie Goodwin.
Oh, Julie Badwin.
Yeah, Badwin.
Is that not right?
No.
I don't understand, Amber. Now I'm getting confused because we seem to have got a couple of things wrong. What is Julie's name?
Goodwin.
Oh, the winner of the Master Cook.
I'm sure we called her Badwin when she came on the project.
Okay, well, let's go down to Christy. Let's have a look down there. G'day, Christy.
How are you?
Yeah, good. The winner of Master Cook, her name was Julie Badwin, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so. And so, Christy, maybe you can put an end to this because the host of The Masked Singer, people were saying before that
it's not James Matheson.
Yeah, it's James.
Have you been watching The Masked Singer, Christy? It's James, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, Christy.
Christy, what's your favourite reality show? We're just trying to work out which is ours.
I don't have, not really into reality TV at all.
Yeah, right. Okay. Everyone has a different thing, you know.
Let's go back to Tanya then quickly. Tanya, thank you for calling in, but I think we've cleared that up about the hosting.
It's messing with my mind.
Okay, well, I guess we've all got to admit when we're wrong sometime. Let's quickly go to Renee here. G'day,
hey,
Renee.
Guys. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's your favourite reality show?
Well, mine's The Voice, but I just like to clarify, I was a really big fan of the Shannon Knoll Australian Idol, not Australia's Got Idol. So, you know, I think you guys have had a bad day.
Did you love when he won, though?
Yeah, it was great.
And are you
a
fan of the song?
Are
you a fan of the song Ride? Where he goes, I've got a motorbike.
What about me?
Oh, I don't know about you right now, but thank you for calling in.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And a little bit later on this afternoon, it's a shot at $1 million. So if you haven't downloaded the Listener app, get onto it.
Oh, do that. But right now we've got Lisa on the phone. G'day, Lisa.
Hello. How are you guys going?
Yeah, pretty good. What can we do for you today?
So just a quick question. Were you taking the piss out of Carrie that whole time? And everyone else.
Out of Carrie.
he normally does,
yeah, I know,
Lisa,
he does,
but I didn't think he was then. What are you talking about?
You still realise it's MasterChef, don't you?
What?
MasterCook. I've worked on Channel 10 for 15 years, Lisa. It's MasterCook.
What, the one on Channel 10 and 7 that Julie Good? Someone needs a job on their phone.
Okay, I will get on my phone, and I will just, I'll type it in now. Hang on.
So embarrassed if I was wrong now, because your producer insisted I am.
That's all right. I reckon if you want to go back and have a listen to a podcast, I reckon it's a good idea, Lisa. You can get them, obviously, on the Listener app. They're free, and they're fantastic.
We'll and do some deep diving.
No, it's Master Cook with Matt Preston.
Not now. They've got new hosts, but
sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, good on you, Lisa. Thank you for getting involved. So much still to come, Bickers, including up next, something that we've been told is boomer behaviour.
Oh, not from you, surely.
No, it actually wasn't from me.
Of course.
Anyway, it's next.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy for your Wednesday afternoon. The very funny Harley Breen is going to be joining us
soon.
I'll
tell you what's funny. I've always known you've been scared of commitment and, like, tough conversations, but I just had a physical representation of that. Mm. We were having a discussion about something important work-related, mm-hmm. and to avoid answering, you literally left the room, got water, came back, and you went, oh, I was hoping that you guys would stop talking about it in the time that I was gone.
I inputted a bit, and then I was like...
You didn't. As soon as it got hard, you ran.
Yeah. Yes, I did. And everyone's like, why are you running
it's
through
not
the
good
office?
Quality, mate.
Hey?
You got a stick.
I'm
know?
Not proud of it. Like, I'm not like, how good was that? I was like, oh, God, I'm really trying to avoid this. Anyway.
Talk to us about boomer behavior. What's happening?
Sonda, the boss of this show, we were talking about shows that we've been enjoying watching. And what did you suggest to people that we should watch?
White Lotus.
Oh,
White
it just Lotus. Started.
Yes. It's amazing.
Two episodes down.
Yeah, fantastic.
Amazing.
Right? What are you watching it on?
I feel like it's that weird one where all of them are under that binge.
You're watching it on binge?
Is that like an umbrella one?
It's binge, yep. Yeah.
But you can access lots of different services under it. I don't know what I'm talking
good
about.
Good stuff. You're watching it on binge? Sonda, what are you watching it on?
Foxtel.
Yes. See? You can watch. See, binge must give you Foxtel.
I am also... I am also watching on Foxtel. I love my Foxtel. What did these youngins around the office say when you said you're watching on Foxtel?
Well, they said, what streaming service can I get it on? And I said, Foxtel. And they said, that's not a streaming service, mate.
Mm. Oh, isn't it?
And then,
that's where I watch Succession, I think, as well. Isn't it Foxtel?
But you have Foxtel.
Yeah, I do.
You've got Foxtel and binge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to keep going?
There's one
that I don't have that I want, BritBox.
Yeah.
Apparently BritBox is...
It's excellent. So Disney,
I'm just not
so
the only one avoiding conversations.
I don't understand. I wasn't here for the planning meeting to know what you're all talking about.
It's very apparent, mate. It is very apparent at the moment.
Tell me to list some more of the streaming services. Paramount Plus is amazing.
It is. It's a great new show on that.
In fact, that's where you'll soon be able to find the special I made the other night.
My stand-up specials on Amazon. You should watch that.
Amazon's also great. They've got a great new series out. I can't wait to watch.
Amazon's fantastic. What's Ted Lasso on Apple
TV? That's on Apple TV. Stan's great.
I'm guessing this is not, you didn't want us just to list shows and watch streaming services.
No.
Disney, Jungle Cruise.
Oh, my kids love Disney.
Love it.
Hulu? Anybody watching Hulu?
What's Hulu?
I don't know.
I don't think we have it here. It's just America.
Oh, anybody on Squirt? Anybody on Squirt? Have we gone off?
What do you watch on that?
Oh, mate. Just Flora and Fauna. David Attenborough's actually got a new doc on there.
Really?
Yes. Have you seen what's in the local park? He's a nocturnal animal and he wears a trench coat all the time.
Do they roam in herds?
What are you actually talking about?
Sonda said she was watching White Lotus on Foxtel and the younger members of the team laughed at her because they said... They said that nobody of their age has Foxtel. They've all got Binge or they've got KO, but nobody has Foxtel. And then I went, I've got Foxtel. And they went, yeah, exactly. Ha, 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 ha.
Yes. And now that I look around, those of us that have Foxtel are old.
Yes. Which is why the topic that we've got on the board is, are you under 30 and have Foxtel?
Oh, it's not. What shows are you watching on what service?
Can you name another streaming service? Actually, if we've missed any, give a score on that as well.
Netflix.
10 plays.
10 plays. Take them all
give us a call. 131060. Are you under 30? And have Foxtel give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The Jonas Brothers and Marshmallow. That is Leave Before You Love Me for your Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
We are talking about whether you're... Oh, because it's yawning. Well, we're listing streaming services and then we're talking about Foxtel. And if you're under 30 and have Foxtel, because we don't think those people exist. G'day, Sally.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, great. Now, I love my Foxtel. Do you love your Foxtel?
Yes, absolutely. I don't think we could survive without it in our house.
And how old are you?
I'm 28.
And do you still live with your parents?
No.
Okay. Because?
What do you watch on Foxtel?
Well, I love Wentworth, and we mainly have it for my 30-year-old husband, who loves The Simpsons.
Yeah, well, there you go. No, you have never seen an episode of The Simpsons. Can you believe, Sally, that Carrie, at the ripe old age of 47, has never seen an episode of The Simpsons?
That's really sad.
I know.
I've worked on the network. The Simpsons was on Channel 10, I think it was at 6 p.m. every night for about 10 years.
Yes.
And yet I've still never seen an episode.
Mate,
gosh,
let's go
not
to...
not a company woman, am I?
Let's go to Loretta. G'day, Loretta.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Are you... Well, firstly, do you have Foxtel?
I would love my Foxtel, and I'm never going to give it up.
And how old are you?
28.
Now, Loretta.
Tommy doesn't think you're 28, Loretta.
Why?
Because you've got the gorgeous voice of someone that is over 28.
You're right on to me, but can I please tell you about my Foxtel?
Okay, hold on. Tell us how old you are first.
I was so trying to sound younger then.
Loretta, just square with us, because we'll let you talk about it anyway. Do you work for Foxtel?
I love Foxtel. I love it. I've had it for 20 years, and since you were eight,
Loretta.
I'm actually 55, guys. Is my voice, did it give it away that much? That's so embarrassing.
Loretta.
I love the White
Hang on,
Lotus.
Hang on.
Oh, White Lotus is good, isn't it?
Loretta, before we go any further, do you work for Foxtel?
I don't work for Foxtel. I just have it.
Oh, good on you.
I don't work at all. I'm in COVID. I'm in lockdown.
Okay. I thought your passion.
I've had it for a long time, and they're not giving me a discount, which is not fun in COVID. But look, I watch all the Real Housewives. You've got to watch them on Arena, Tommy and Showcase.
I love it, Loretta. Don't worry. You've got me sold.
And I can take movies for the kids and me.
If they don't get you an ambassadorship out of this, they should give you an ambassador deal out of this. You should be the face of Foxtel from now on.
Oh, I wish they'd give me a free month.
Loretta, how old are your kids?
Willow is 17 and Hugo is 13.
Right, sorry, so we should be asking them. Are they watching Foxtel
as well? Yeah. Yes. Good on you, Loretta. Yeah.
Thank you. No worries, guys. Now, I just want to let you know, the guy, the concierge from the White Lotus, Australian guy, someone told me this the other day, it blew my mind. He was in Sex and the City, the Australian guy.
Oh, was he? I wondered where I'd seen him before. That's been a great
job. He's the concierge, the one who goes a bit crazy, you know?
Hey Loretta.
Spoilers, Loretta.
Loretta, same time tomorrow?
Can I join the show, guys?
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
You're so great, Loretta.
I think we're done. We can't top Loretta.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Right now, get half price big brand vitamins and cosmetics at Chemist Warehouse. Terms and conditions apply.
It's about this time that I go get 5 containers of Sally Hansen, start bronzing myself up.
Yes. Isn't it perfect? So, you know, sometimes if you look bad and feel bad and you think, well, I can only fix one of those because I've only got a certain amount of money. Now, with both half price, you can look better and feel better from the inside out.
And it's amazing how put a bit of Sally Hansen on your legs, a bit of tanner, and all of a sudden you feel like a new human.
Do you?
A tan is very powerful.
You go from Sally Hansen to Sally Handsome.
I'm sure you would. I'm not going for that personally.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up next?
If you or anyone you know has ever failed your driver's license test, we find out a bit more about you. That's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. The very funny Harley Breen is going to be joining us up next.
G'day, the guys want to know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Can you stop that?
I think we've broken him.
Because tell the people what's going on.
I don't know. I think we're doing a what do you reckon?
Yes, we do. When we pose a question and we spitball around for a while and then we get the facts as provided by producer Annabelle. Annabelle, what is the question for today?
Today's question is how many people or what percentage of people fail their driver's license first go?
Great question.
I certainly didn't.
You didn't?
Nope. Most amazing hill parker and hill starter. And reverse Parker.
I don't reckon. What's a hill park? A thing that they
that was part of our test. We had to be able to park on a hill.
A hill did start.
You? Yeah,
and I think a park. We had to park. They did then a hill start. It.
We did hill start.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't think that.
I reversed into the park, started the car, and then off I went. Again, hill parker, hill starter.
I love the idea of you driving around going, nah, it's too flat, too flat.
Oh, no, the hill I had to...
Mum wants to go to work. Any parks on a hill around here?
The hill I had to do it on was in WA, right next to the Wacker, and it is the steepest hill ever. It's right next to the driving school, and it's so unfair that that's where they make you do your hill start.
Technically incorrect. The steepest hill ever is in Dunedin.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, well, fortunately, I wasn't in Dunedin, but I did it on the steepest hill in WA. Did you pass yours first go?
I did pass mine first go.
Automatic or manual?
Manual.
Yes.
Yes. 18. We are of age.
Yes.
I doubt anyone.
I wonder whether manuals are even a... Does people still get their manual license?
We're getting shakes.
Can you get that stat as well? Mm. How many people go for their manual license?
Jeez, we're making Bell work on the fly here. Okay. Jesse, did you pass your license?
No, I failed twice before I got mine.
Oh, God.
Yeah. See, it's idiots like you skewing the numbers.
Twice.
What was it? Was that damn hill park?
No, it was speeding. He looked at me and he was like, how fast are you going? And I was like, oh, no. And then I think I was doing 70, and so I said I was doing 60, and he was like, well, you're supposed to be doing 50.
Ouch.
Speeding.
Ouch. Yeah.
What was it the second time?
I think it was speeding again. After that, I just stopped paying attention.
So I reckon 50% of people have to go again.
So yeah. I wonder, does that mean there's two go-agains out of three people? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. If you fail once, you then fail again kind of thing most of the time.
Has anyone else failed? Yeah, Eli, our web guy. What happened?
I reversed into a bin.
You reversed into a bin. You're lucky that wasn't on a hill, mate. You would have been stuffed.
Belle, did you get it first go?
I did, but I nearly didn't because I mounted the curb and I parked, but I turned and politely asked if I could please do it again. And the second time I did it perfectly.
Mate.
And so I passed.
Can I please do that again? I'm sorry, I've hit seven pedestrians. And two of them appear to be not breathing, but can I please use them as the cones and try one more time?
Did you get yours,
two more people?
Yeah, first time.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. What about you, Pip?
No, I also failed twice.
But,
also failed twice.
Poor Pip.
The first one, I didn't stop fully at a giveaway. And the second one, Mum made me 5 minutes late for the appointment, so I didn't even get to get in the car. They just failed me.
And
I had to wait another 2 months or something.
Pip, I reckon that's unfair because you don't have to stop at giveaways.
Yeah, right? That's what I thought.
Are you sure it was
what
a giveaway?
What do you mean?
Sorry. Wait, no. I didn't. I gave way at a stop sign.
Oh, so you didn't stop
fully
at a stop sign.
No wonder Mum made you late for the next one. She's like, if we just keep doing this, she'll never get it. So what are we saying?
We're saying 50.
Half.
Yeah,
more than,
sure. Yeah. Look at him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, firstly, in answer to your question about the manual licenses, 77% of red P plates are for auto only these days.
Interesting. Whoa. I wonder if they will even do a manual soon.
Well, you know what's weird about it? It just goes to manual after what, 5 years or something?
Does
like it takes the condition off your license.
Even if you are
not anymore, I'm getting told. Sorry. Okay. Great one, Belle. Thank you. And the other one?
25% of people fail on their first go.
I knew we had a team of underachievers.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When I think craft,
yes.
I think Carly Brain.
So do I.
He is the host of a new show starting on Channel 10.
It is tonight. The wait is over. Making it Australia, 7:30 p.m. Where else would you be but on Channel 10? And with who else? None other than Harley Breen.
Thank you, legends. It's always very nice to talk to you. And, Carrie, you're right to think of me when you think of craft. It's just that they left the beer off the end.
A craftanoon can have a bit of beer with it as well.
Oh, it's always better if you're using power tools to be just a little bit under the weather.
See, that's where I've gone wrong with my crafting. I've never brought in the power tool.
So knowing...
Clag glue is a feature, but not a power tool.
Yes, power tools are less edible than clag.
Yeah.
Depends who you are.
That's true. Knowing that is your advice of being a bit under the weather and using power tools, how many contestants survive this season?
Oh, well, that's, you know what, this sort of format has existed across a whole lot of genres around the world, whether it's, you know, it's baking things or it's MasterChef or it's tattooing. In this one, it's craft, and if your craft is not the best, we kill you. So,
yes. That's good.
I mean,
that's
the same good. Way Nana does when she's disappointed with what I've whipped up for
that,
her.
It's a brutal Nana.
Nana's dead.
It is.
Anyway,
so
her craft wasn't good. You just turned the knitting needles on the knitter.
I loved doing craft with my nana. I grew up with my mum and my nana. I do so much craft. And this show has reminded me, I don't think I do enough craft with my kids now.
What's your craft of choice, Carrie? If you had the time, you could just sit and you could do it. What are you grabbing?
I think that's the thing. I tried knitting for a while. I wasn't very good at it. I'm much more into things that you can stick and create. Like I'll get out all the sequins and the pipe cleaners and things like that occasionally with Evie. It's just that the mess sometimes makes me not want to do it again.
Yeah, you've got to embrace the mess. I think you need a mess room. I've got my shed and woodwork is my drug. I love it. I just finished a recent project. I made a bespoke mini caravan for an Italian grey. Hound.
Tommy's craft of choice, would you say, was pottery?
I want it to be pottery.
Yes.
I have a dream, Harley, of making all my bowls and stuff for the house, but I've had that dream for about 6 months.
Well, they
now.
Did. These guys, actually, the publicity department sent you some, what do you call it?
Clay?
It's a clay kit. Yeah, it's a clay kit with my face on the front
of it. You can make us all a cup.
Is that you? Is that you, bro?
No.
Oh, no, that's definitely not me.
I was like, I've done a bad drawing of you.
That person is bad at craft. Hey, well, do you know, Tommy, speaking of drugs and craft, that Seth Rogen is a mad potter.
Is he?
Yes. Loves it.
In both senses, or in just in the clay sense?
Well, obviously, he lives in a country where cannabis is legal because they treat adults like adults. So he has his own company called Houseplant, but he also makes little little ashtrays and little cups and little vases. Yeah, he's really mad.
He can make the pot plant holder for the pot plant.
Yes. Well, he could be on Celebrity Making It because that's what I'm already pushing for. Right.
Great.
I want to do Celebrity Making It with mates. I feel like just from this chat, Carrie is probably more likely to be on than Tommy.
I don't know. Oh. I don't think you've seen my craft. Now that I've seen your little caravan you've made, I'm feeling very self-conscious. I used to sew. Does that count?
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Do you know my ball dress that I wore to my year 12 ball, my mum and I made together?
My mum used to do that. She would make my sister's dresses.
Yeah. And then when my partner came to pick me up, my ball partner, he said, oh, my nana's couch is made out of that same fabric. And that was the last time I made outfits for myself.
I mean, that's what a girl wants, isn't it? She really, she's going to a ball, hopes to look like her nana's couch.
Everybody loves a couch, though. That's nice.
Nah,
it's comforting, homely, hot, sexy.
Grey velvet swirls. Yes, it was hot. High neck.
Hey, Harley, this caravan, does it move?
Yes.
It's on the reason? The reason I paused before was because I was trying to work out, can a dog go in it and then shuffle along as it moves?
No, it's not like the Flintstones. It doesn't have a hole in the floor. But technically, you could put a dog in it and then harness the front to another dog.
That's great. Yeah. It's great. Like a new form of racing that we don't have yet.
That's
harnesses
right.
and dog racing combined. How fantastic.
Well, we can't wait for this, Harley. 7:30 tonight on Channel 10, right after the project. You and Susie Yusuf hosting Making It Australia. We will be there. I'll be there with my knitting needles at the ready.
Yes. Get some craft. Watch it on the telly.
Great. And a beer.
And a beer.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. A shot at $1 million coming up next.
This time yesterday, I brought you the groundbreaking news that Nicki Minaj was not going to be at the Met Gala because she refused to go. It was a vaccinated event.
Yes.
And she won't get vaccinated because her cousin in Trinidad's friend got impotent as a result, and that guy's wife won't. And
not just impotent. He had big swollen balls.
That's right, swollen
Let's
balls.
Let's not forget the big
and
balls. Impotent.
And that guy's wife, fiance, left him. Yeah. Anyway, it was a big saga.
Yeah, it was.
The medical world has shot down her claims, as you can imagine.
Have they?
Yes.
I'm going to need a photographic evidence.
But
yes.
Boris Johnson.
Yes,
you know
Bojo.
Boris Bojo.
How are his balls?
Bojo was asked about it at a press conference by a journalist. Well, here's what he had to say.
Professor Whitty, one of the world's biggest female celebrities, Nicki Minaj, has today publicly linked the coronavirus vaccines to impotence. Now, she's got 8 million followers on Twitter. Many of them are young people. The young people you're suggesting should get vaccinated. What would you say to them, and how concerned are you?
I'm not familiar with the works of, or not as familiar with the works of Nicki Minaj as I probably should be. But I am familiar with Nicki Kanani, superstar GP of Bexley, who's appeared many times on before you, who will tell you that vaccines are wonderful and everybody should get them.
God, he sounds terribly much like a caricature, doesn't he?
So imagine how Nicki felt that Boris isn't very familiar with her works.
She have a word back?
Yes, hello, Prime Minister Boris. It's Nicki Minaj. I was just calling to tell you that I thought you were so amazing on the news this morning. And I'm actually British. I went to school with Margaret Thatcher. And she told me so many nice things about you. I'd love to send you my portfolio of my work, since you don't know much about me. I'm a big, big star in the United States.
God, she's fun, isn't she?
I just was thinking how funny that was, and I thought the only reason we're talking about it for something that's just not funny. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
No.
I guess I was having fun as well until even poor Boris isn't having much fun anymore. And his balls are normal size.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I've always got feet issues.
Brittany? Hello?
Yes. Hello.
How do you feel about Carrie's feet?
I'm sure I've seen worse feet than Carrie's.
Yeah.
I don't think we should tell anybody else why we're talking to Brittany about this. I think we should just move on.
No. We read, Brittany, that with the $1 million, you'd start your own podiatry business, which is fun.
Yes, it is. I'm a podiatrist, so it would come in very handy.
How gross are the feet that you see? Like, what's the grossest foot you've seen?
I always say there's probably two types of feet that always freak me out the most, and anything with, like, skin conditions and, smelly feet.
My ears are burning.
Yeah.
My foot is also burning, which is part of the condition.
That's not good.
And what's the other one?
Just like stinky feet, just like dirty, gross. Yeah.
Okay, my ears are once again.
But yet you have to stay professional, Brittany. Do you slip on the peg still with a smile?
Generally, we're quite lucky now with COVID. The mask stays on the whole time. So, it's a bit of a barrier.
Brittany, what about this for an idea? Perfumed socks.
Great.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a new one. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
She could do that with her $1 million, start a new business.
Yeah.
perfume
yes,
socks.
Yes, we could call them smocks.
If you invest, then for sure.
Great.
Hang on, but what do you mean? We're just going to give you $1 million
bucks. No, because that's to start a podiatry business. Oh, then she'll stock the socks
and
that you've invested.
And you can recommend them.
Great.
Smocks,
exactly. Let's get you to win this $1 million, Brittany. You've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We're going to take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back if we've got time, and time will start at the end of the first question. Answer all 10 correctly. You win 10 grand and win your way to $1 million day.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Brittany, you ready?
Yes.
Your letter for today is F for fun.
Beautiful.
Name a food.
Fruit.
An insect.
Firefly.
A cartoon.
Flintstones.
An appliance.
Pass.
A brand name.
Pass.
Something hot.
Fire.
A game show.
Family Feud.
Something you wear.
Pass.
A video game.
British. Oh,
my feet are going to stay manky for longer, and my dreams are going to be unrealised of my smocks. Yeah. But you still did great, Brittany.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are free to check out the Chemist Warehouse half price sale. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.